Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Gamera versus Jiger.
1970.
Also known as Gamera versus Monster X. Which they refer to both, I believe, in the version I watched. I think they say Monster X more than Jiger.
Yes, they do refer to them both. Because at first they're like, they're talking about Jiger. They're like, I don't know what this Jiger is. Like, there was like this... They didn't, like, it was like something in like ancient writings or something like that that he couldn't figure out what it meant.
Yeah. So, right off the bat, we get clips from previous episodes or previous movies.
I know, it made me nervous, but I was like, well, maybe if they play this during the opening credits,
yeah,
then maybe they won't be playing it inside the thing.
Yeah, so it was more Rocky style of doing the clips instead of the normal. So, yeah, luckily, this is the first time we haven't had any clips. I think it all have all of them had clips so far.
Yeah, I think so.
So that was nice. I didn't have really any expectations going into this movie because I had looked at pictures of Jiger before, and he's to me he's not exactly the most cool looking guy. He seems kind of run of the mill.
Yeah, my first impressions of the Jiger was he looked like Battle Cat.
Okay, yeah. I thought he kind of looked like the Kraken from the Clash.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, there's something kind of... Yeah,
like the Kraken or that other one that's from...
The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Oh. Million Miles from Earth? No.
Yeah, that one, I think. Yeah, but yeah, definitely his face was reminiscent of the Kraken from the old Clashed.
Yeah, and he's just kind of, like, looks-wise, kind of boring. Like, because we just came off of seeing Gairon.
Yeah.
With Knife Head, and then, you know, Gauss, who's kind of interesting looking, and the other one, Virus. Like, they're all, like, kind of really crazy looking, and he looks like something that would be in, like, the first sequel or something. He doesn't look like, doesn't seem like we would evolve to this point to, like, a guy that looks like this.
But he has some interesting... abilities.
His abilities are crazy.
Yeah.
And so that kind of made up for it.
Right.
There's two different... We see two of these creatures. And I thought the second smaller one... The second smaller one was
baby.
Was crazier. Like, was more scary than the giant one.
Okay. Well...
Even though it's probably the same suit. Yeah.
Oh, you think they just kind of like, oh, we'll just take this part and remove this bit?
Maybe. Because they didn't have to, like, shrink them down from giant, right? It's just probably the same size?
I don't know. It seemed kind of small, but maybe, I guess just because it was with the kids, maybe. I don't know. I think they made a different suit.
Yeah.
Another submarine.
That's exactly what my first
another
notice.
Another kid submarine.
Uh-huh.
The problem with this one is it goes too far down.
Yeah. I feel like, so the submarine in the last one we saw, or was it two times ago, the submarine from Virus, I was like, someone saw that submarine and was like, we didn't do enough with it, so let's do it again, but we're going to start doing stuff with that little submarine. Mm. And what they do is nuts. We'll get to that in a little bit.
This year was really a year that the Japanese Expo in Osaka was happening.
So I was wondering about that because it felt like a commercial for the Expo.
Yeah, it's like real. This is real footage. This is the real place that was really set up like that. I mean, yeah. I also thought it was at when they were showing all the like the Expo stuff. They were using like a really weird, almost like a fisheye lens to get it super wide.
Yeah,
it was really kind of distorting the picture, kind of weird looking.
Yeah, it looked like a magnifying glass over a flat picture. It's like a weird quality. The thing is, I was like, okay, so I think these are real buildings, even though the camera looks weird. And I'm like, but like, they look like they would be really easy to duplicate as a model. Cause they already kind of had like a funny sort of fake look to them.
Yeah.
Just the designs and stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to see these get destroyed.
Well, I was not expecting to have racism issues in a game.
Uh-huh.
I was not expecting their use of representing indigenous cultures of places to be what it was.
Yeah.
The guy in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. By the way, it's kind of funny. These are like representatives from Wester Island.
Yeah. That's like Easter Island, right?
Opposed to Easter Island.
Yeah, and then I thought about that, and I'm like, oh, is this like another Seatopia thing? Like we dealt with in Megalon?
Yeah.
We got another American boy and an annoying little sister.
Yes.
Which is now, I guess, a staple. I don't know. I don't know if that continues.
They're out there on Wester Island to get... They're trying to take the statue.
They call it the Devil Whistle?
Yeah. Not only that. They have tents with, like, full kitchens in it for the kid's mom to be able to cook in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't catch the name. The white hat guy, the dad of the white kids, basically.
Yeah,
he's in charge of the whole
thing. Yeah, he's got a really weird demeanor.
Yeah.
He's super serious.
There was kind of this quality to it. It was kind of like it kept reminding me of Avatar. Where it's like, oh man, they're just coming like and taking advantage of people, and just like it's more important to be able to grab this statue even though there's all these things that are trying to stop him from doing it, specifically Gamera.
Yeah,
by the way, when Gamera comes in, he has a really rough landing.
Yeah, he just kind of plops. He does that too after he wakes up from being dead. He does another... that's when he just overshoots his landing and lands it somewhere else. It's funny because, like, they call this thing, like, the Devil's Whistle or whatever. I'm pretty sure they call it that. And they take it out of the ground and start helicoptering it out of there. And it starts making this weird... They start hearing this weird sound, and I'm like, well, I'm assuming it's that whistle that they're carrying.
Right.
But no one seems to get that. Other than Jiger and Gamera.
Yeah. And at first I was like, wait, is the noise calling Jiger? But then it's like, no, Jiger doesn't like it. He seems he's trying to stop it.
Yeah, we find out he has issues with audio later.
Yeah.
Like his weapons are based on a certain frequency, and much like the Eskimos.
There's the great... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That part was also the one about the other bit about where they're talking about, like, people from tropical climates get weaker when they move north, and the same is true. Yeah. They used Eskimos in this, their words, but you know, when they move south, they get weak. When Gamera tries to catch the statue is pretty great.
Uh-huh.
It just, like, the hand up.
Yeah, just right in. We get Jiger pretty early. He's interesting.
Yeah, he wakes up and he's so thirsty.
Yeah.
The Jiger has the Force. Because he just pulls out his hand and things fly into it.
Is it that sound frequency thing?
Later on they talk about it as suction.
Okay. So he's like
sucks
a vacuum
into his hand. Yeah, well, his hands are.
Okay. I noticed he had little arm flaps. I don't know why, but the most
But by the way, so Jiger is a female.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Is now are they just calling her a female because she has a baby?
Maybe. Do you think that's part of like the
eggs?
American translation?
That she's just, female.
Yeah.
I mean, because like. I felt like they would sometimes use he and stuff, but it was just when I was looking her up because I was trying to look at, like, you know, all right, when Jiger would do something, I was like, now how do you explain this? So then I went to go see how they list Jiger's attributes or powers.
And they just refer to her as a she.
One of the first things of note was that she's one of the rare female kaiju.
Well, there's a lot of shots of Jiger on its back with its legs spread open.
Oh, so I can... speaking of shots on its back with the legs spread open, there's that shot of Gamera on its back. That's like, wasn't it? Or was that Jiger? like straight shooting right down his legs, and it's like the tail is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think it was when Gamera was on his back.
Did you look up how the rocket neck works?
Well, how it works?
Yeah,
it's just it's got basically propulsion coming from the sides of his head. Which, can you imagine having to fly like that? It's like, strain on the neck.
I love this, that her flight path was always just an arc. And
they didn't really do, like, too much of, like, this is Jiger's flying pose.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of like a toy horse kind of, like, shape.
The rocket neck made me confused. I was like, well, I mean, if like Godzilla or Gamera could blow fire, I guess Jiger can blow fire out its neck at such a rate where it would propel her for, you know,
yeah,
a couple yards.
Yeah. I do like when Jiger flies by and uses his tail to kind of drag Gamera.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
And Gamera gets pretty rough with him when Gamera's fighting him, her. Where it's like Gamera just like it's like slamming her head into the ground and then stomping on it. And that's when Jiger breaks out the horn quills.
I just put no spikes. I couldn't figure out where they were coming from, but they came out of.
When I first wrote it, I wrote nostril horn needles. And then later I was like, no, quills is a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, how it came out of the hole in the front of the horn.
Yeah. Like that Jiger just goes and like takes out a boat, and then when he comes in for land, or she comes in for land, just lands on some buildings, just some random buildings. And then, oh, okay, so the coolest thing about, like, because this is where I start being like, okay, Jiger's kind of lame. Looks kind of dorky, doesn't look anything like anything special, but the powers are kind of like pretty awesome, because she shoots the spikes, the quills out of her horns, and essentially does like the stigmata to Gamera, like through the wrists and through the feet, keeping Gamera from being able to
fly, because he can't pull his bits in.
And he's like stuck on his back, so he has to like use his tail to pull himself from a rock and flip himself over.
Right. Yeah. That's the shot. The shot between his legs of his tail.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's really intrusive feeling.
Suggestive. And then there's this sort of like yellow curvy beam.
Now that thing is crazy.
It seems like. It's like they were like, Jiger doesn't look that special. Let's just do
a cartoon thing where he incinerates buildings. It was hard to kind of see the damn, like, what was going on when he did it, because it was like animation with freeze frame. It
looked like he turned the buildings into skeletons.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Although the skeletons were pretty cool when those people got caught in the beam.
Oh, yeah.
And they turned him into skeletons.
The nice, clean skeletons.
Yeah, super clean.
Polished.
There's a part where Jiger's behind a building.
Uh-huh.
He's making moves. It looks like he's humping something back.
Yeah.
I like it when Jiger, he quills the jets.
Yeah. Usually we just see fire or fists take out jets. It was cool to see. I think Gauss was cool, too, because he cut jets in half, like, perfectly. Right. So, like, it's these movies are good about not just taking out jets normally.
They find different ways. It's pretty fun.
And there's the tail spike.
Right.
Which is more than just a spike. It's a it's an insemination tube of some sort. I want to say this, dude. I really like this movie just based on how nuts it was.
It is nuts.
There's so many nuts things that happen. And it's all coming up like almost right after this. So it's around this time that I fell asleep. And so I finished watching it yesterday. Because I needed to watch like an hour left. Did I say this already? I was sick last week. But so I was watching this and I passed out. But I started watching it to get today again, and Stevie was like, "Oh, this is the worst part." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't remember." She's like, "You don't remember this?" I'm like, "No." It was right after Gamera gets stabbed and starts turning clear and all that stuff. I guess white, but you could see the skeleton through it. It depends on the shot.
Translucent.
Yeah, but in a little bit, she was talking about the part with the elephants, which was weird and hilarious because you could see how they did it, but it was gross.
Oh, the movie about the elephant trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird... I mean, there's more. There's more that comes before that, but I couldn't figure out, like, the only reason for them to show that elephant experiment was to quickly get the people in the movie to understand that Gamera has been impregnated by the tail spike.
Right.
I mean, you could tell that they just slid a thing, like a leg warmer type of thing, over an elephant's trunk because it's not blended seamlessly. And then when they rip it open, you could tell it just looks like spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's just gross. This is weird and gross. The clear Gamera, where his front arm and his head are clear and the skeleton shows through, like, that needs to be a toy if it's not already a toy. Like, that thing looked cool, that you could see his skeleton through the skin.
Yeah, I thought that was cool too.
But then they do a X-ray with the X-ray helicopter.
Right.
Which is another thing I wanted as a toy. Because it's so silly looking. And it's like, why do you need to create this? I don't know. I guess they really wanted to show it taking the pictures. But
And the other great thing about having an X-ray helicopter is it gives you something to use when you then want to track where the kids are when they're inside Gamera.
Yeah, even though it looks like they're taking photos, just X-rays.
Put it up there. Yeah.
Yeah. But that the X-ray photo of Gamera is something that I would like framed. So cool looking.
Yeah.
And the way they were talking about how Gamera looks like a normal, you know, his skeletal structures and his body is pretty much on par with like a normal turtle or something.
Okay. So hold on. So Gamera, stuck with the quills on his back, works his way to it's like a stalagmite or something, to like the thing to kind of like press up against to be able to use his foot and pull the quills out of his foot.
Yeah.
Which then allows him to suck in, you know, pull in his feet and start moving, and he can flip over.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the quills out of with his hands.
Uh-huh.
So he could have done it the entire time. All they had to do was reach over and pull the quills out with his hands.
I guess so. I didn't even think about that. I got sucked into the story.
Oh, when he picks up the smokestack to block the quills that are being shot at him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he throws the smokestack back and the whole thing sticks into Jiger's head.
It's funny that I was thinking this almost at the exact same time that they addressed it, was how are these kids just wandering into this top secret military meeting and then they get called out?
Speaking of, there's also that part when Gamera finally shows up that the kids want to go outside and the dad says, let them go. They'll be fine outside because Gamera's here now. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's a part where I made it wrong. Thank God we have narrators, because how would we know what the heck was happening?
Yeah, there was weird. There's a couple of narrators throughout the movie. There's one point where the little girl talks.
Yeah.
She's talking to herself, but then it's also narration. I'm like, oh, is that just a bad dub?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it's voiceover.
Right. And when Gamera gets impregnated and retreats to the water and collapses, make sure it's good that he's able to take out some buildings on his way too.
Yeah,
lots of yelling at Gamera about, hey Gamera, show us you're not dead. Gamera, you're not dead.
Yeah, he wasn't, but it's okay. So they show the elephant thing and then the kids decide to steal one of the cell phones on the wall, which are really cool. I thought those were neat. but they that they had like this kind of super advanced like sort of telephone technology that they're able to track and, you know, call from far away. But the kids plan to take the tiny or to take the sub and go inside Gamera was like everything for me as far as this movie's concerned. Like, I was like, are these kids doing what I think they're doing? And then they show that shot of the sub about to go in the mouth, and then it cuts away, and then the girl delivers the note that says...
Yeah, it's like Fantastic Voyage. Yeah. I like it when they give her the note, and she goes, she looks at it, and then she, like, it has this quality, it's kind of like, it's like, you know, oh, here, give this note to Kaizuki at Expo Hoya headquarters. And she's like, what's it say? I wish I could read. I thought the little girl looked a lot like Zira from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
Her face kind of looks like Dr. Zira.
Her haircut, too.
There's a random foot in the foreground when they're shooting the meeting, and there's like a staircase in the foreground. There's like a random foot, like just kind of doing a cross, but it's a foot. It's like a big, it's like really close.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I'll have to look at that and put it in the artwork.
Yeah, the uvula, which they call a tonsil.
Yeah, don't.
Oh,
don't hit the tonsil, we'll sneeze us.
Wait, before when they're trying to when they're first diagnosing Gamera, it seemed like the guy's point was at first they thought Gamera had cancer.
Yeah,
he was pierced between his head and his arm. So it couldn't be cancer. What?
I wasn't able to follow that logic. And he mentioned cancer a couple of times, but it didn't make sense to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, cancer would make more sense than them doing experiments on an elephant. Like, that's the conclusion they leapt to. Oh, you know, we happen to be doing these experiments on these elephants with these larvae. Implanting these larvae, maybe that's what it is. Okay, it's like, what? All right, I'll go along with it as long as it gets these little kids to go inside of Gamera, which is crazy,
right? Which is, yeah,
I think we saw one. There was one Godzilla movie we saw where a dude was in a sub, ended up going inside of Godzilla and exploding the sub on the inside. I don't remember which one that was. It might have been Godzilla Tokyo SOS. It's the one where at the end of the movie, Godzilla's heart is at the bottom of the ocean, and then it beats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, this was really interesting, and I thought they were going to stay in the sub, but when they had to avoid the stomach. Otherwise, they would have been, you know, burnt by the stomach.
Digested,
acid. So,
yeah.
So they did this, like, you know, 180-degree turn and went back. But then when they got to the lung and said that they were going to get out, I was like, I cannot wait to see what it looks like inside Gamera's lung. And I was fine with it. It looked like it was a bunch of packing material or something, like plastic.
Did you ever see Fantastic Voyage?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Do you remember when they went to the lung?
No.
It was great, because like the lung, if I remember correctly, it knocked them around a lot, because it was constantly, let's say... It was basically really windy in there.
Okay.
And so they would get like moved around in the lung because of the breathing. We didn't quite get that. But the other thing that I like was they tell when the kids are going in and they're like, what are we looking for? And they're like, anything strange, I guess. And it's like, they just drove a submarine inside Gamera's body. What isn't going to be strange?
Yeah. And then they say that the inside of the lung smells funny.
Yeah, but there's no air.
But what I did
but there's
like...
air. But there's air that they can breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. What I did like was that they knew Gamera was alive because they can hear his heart.
Right.
They get his heart beating. And what was kind of cool about that is, you know, you get that heartbeat sound going out on the soundtrack while they're walking through the lung, and you know there's going to be like some sort of Jiger parasite in there, so kind of like added to the suspense was this you know, this repetitive beating heart. I thought that was kind of a cool a cool bit of fun. And then they find little Jiger, who's about the size of them. Yeah,
Get nubby your horns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's, I thought that thing was creepier. I don't know why. Maybe just because where they were and the lighting and stuff, you know. It looked less like a dude in a suit on a city soundstage sort of thing. It just looked like a regular monster versus people. And then it spit goo of some sort.
Yeah, white goo.
Yep.
Which is like a glue and glues them.
Yeah.
In place.
Yeah. Which he later uses to, he tries to shoot the phone out of their hand, the cell phone thing, and
right?
And he goos it up, and so they throw the phone at and little Jiger, and it just sticks to his face. And
the static ends up killing the baby Jiger.
Yeah, but what's funny is the Jiger knocks it off, the phone off of his face, and then they end up throwing it back onto his face, onto the other side, but. Yeah, this is where they learn about the properties of the Jiger and the sound waves and able to counter Jiger using sound.
There's also a moment there during this like bit that is like Gamera's eyes light up.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
like he's like, almost gonna wake what? Up. Yeah, I know,
but nothing happens. Like it doesn't pay off. It's just like, oh. His eyes just light up.
It's almost like they needed to cut away to something for some reason, but I don't know. Maybe it was to add to the suspense, because if Gamera wakes up and they're in the middle of the lungs, maybe they could get breathed out or knocked around. But it was funny that the one kid gets into the sub and the other kid tries to push it, but he says, oh, it's too shallow. Here, I'll push. You get inside. And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, are you lighter? Is he heavier? And I'm like, why don't you both push until you get far enough out? You know, you got this goose-spitting monster behind you. But anyway, they end up getting out of there. And then later they double down and send the sub back in with the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. Keep doing this whole movie.
And then now when we cut back, Jiger's like waking up like... He's been asleep this whole time?
Yeah, I guess so. I had some questions about that.
He just fell asleep?
I guess.
Okay, so Gamera comes back, and they have a fight. He's got a great shell roll move.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have... Okay, so wait, hold on before that. I didn't figure out this sequence of events till after everything had gone down. And so they ended up doing the thing with the speakers around Jiger. But when they were feeding electricity to Gamera's heart, that knocked out the whole grid, including right. the speakers. And then Jiger woke up because the speakers weren't holding the bay anymore. So that's what it was.
Okay. At one point I was going, wait a minute. If they have no power, don't they need... They're using power right now.
They don't show them setting up the speaker system, but you see Jiger laying there with these red things around him. Those are the speakers. And it didn't realize that till after the power went out and they blew all the power out on the grid. And then they never really showed the sound happening to Jiger.
Okay. So yeah, bits that are really kind of, there's also like something about the heat ray, that the heat ray may bust Gamera's eardrums.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the solution.
The solution.
But the other thing is, like, how does that work?
I
like the solution.
It was. Is there a toy of that, too? It was like. I feel like it would make more sense if he pulled a tree out of the ground and, like, there's all the roots and maybe the dirt to block the ears. But I guess his ears are really narrow, so he just stuck the power lines in there. Mm. And Gamera was fighting with power lines sticking out of his head.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's really silly. And I was one of those things where I'm just like, all right, like, I haven't seen that before. So. Yeah. Like, I couldn't complain because I was just like, well, it's nuts. It was more fun. There was a lot of stuff in this fight. That was just like kind of like silly including that roll. With him rolling around on his side. It seemed like that wouldn't be easy to do.
The best thing after is he puts the power lines in his ears.
Yeah.
It cuts back to Jiger, who kind of like, he does this, like, he shakes his head like he does a, like a double take or something about, like, going, oh boy.
Yeah. And then Gamera lights his mouth, Jiger's mouth on fire. There's so much good stuff in this fight. It's everything's so weird. This is one of those episodes where, like, doing the cover art for the episode for, like, the Instagram and the blog and stuff, like, it's gonna be the easiest. It's just, where do I showcase the power lines? Where do I showcase the rolling?
Right. And Gamera, they yell to Gamera to be careful of the needle.
Oh yeah.
And Gamera, still with electric poles in its ear, is able to hear them.
Shit. I didn't see, you're poking holes in this thing that I didn't even think about.
He throws the statue at Jiger and the crowd gasps.
Oh, when he gets stabbed in the face? The devil's whistle? Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also the part where he beats the tail of Jiger and knocks out the quill, the impregnating quill, and it's like flopping around for some reason. I remember liking Gauss a lot. Gamera versus Gauss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the top of my Gamera list. I don't remember if there's clips in that one or not. I want to say there was. I think there's clips in all of them. But I really, really like this movie. It might be my second after Gauss, my second favorite one, just because there's no clips, and then they just went, like, really crazy.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the no clips, but I'm going to reserve picking a favorite Gamera still.
I think this is more...
The song's starting to grow on me, though.
Oh, yeah. I start humming along. This is a good direction to go. The more the weird stuff, and
I am curious how this is going to evolve as we go when we get into the more modern Gameras and what exactly.
Yeah, because I mean, these feel more like kids' movies, and I feel like
definitely kids' movies.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing, it's so pandering to kids because there's lines where the kids are always like critical of the adults. The adults are always like the buffoons.
Yeah.
Like the guy with the mustache.
The dad.
the
mustache.
Yeah. He was like he was like the cop or the postman, wasn't he, in the
last one? He looked really familiar.
He also has like that gag where like he wants to go on the sub 2 or something like that. Yeah. And like his glasses do like this dip thing or something. But there's parts where like, you know, the kids say stuff like, you know, even adults have a good idea sometimes.
Yeah. So I wonder if that, like, with the power lines in the ears, that's probably just for fun and for humor. But I wonder if I wonder if that carries over into like the ones from the 90s.
Yeah, if like, yeah, right.
Or the 80s.
Right, because or if it had like a similar effect, like when the sense of like when they first started rebooting superhero movies, they tried to get real serious about them.
Yeah,
in the United States, and I'm wondering if they're like going, oh no, this isn't going to be like your kids' Gamera. This is going to be for the people who grew up on Gamera who are adults now. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what's fun about watching these, not only in order, but not really having any sort of frame of reference on, you know. We may have seen a clip or two or a screenshot or two from the newer ones,
right.
But yeah, I have no idea how
is
going to go.
It's like own personal journey of just kind of like educating ourselves in the Gamera.
Yeah. This doesn't break my top five, but as far as Gamera movies go, I could see me watching this one again. Like,
okay.
You know, it's fun and weird and just like all around, like there's enough weird, bizarre stuff. And the fact that they went inside a Gamera is a cool concept,
you know? Yeah, I think I'd go Gauss and Giron.
Yeah,
just because I like them as designs.
Yeah, as far as designs go,
Clips is terrible.
Jiger is at the bottom as far as designs go. Like even Varys, who was just kind of like a squid, but he had the pointy head, and then like those aliens with the weird eyes kind of morphed into him.
I wasn't crazy about the one that shoots a rainbow off his back.
Oh, Barragon. Yeah, I guess he's kind of run of the mill, but he did shoot a rainbow.
Yeah. I mean, they make up for it in like animating magic powers, giving them magic powers.
And it was similar to the yellow, the yellow rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is basically what that was. Yeah.
But I mean, I enjoyed it. It definitely made me want to keep on going for sure. You know, after a few Gamera episodes where it was just like clip show after clip show, is like kind of getting like, oh man, you know, this is going to get rough. But I was happy that it wasn't Eclipse, and it was kind of silly and weird and enough like kind of crazy stuff happening throughout that it kept my attention, even though I did fall asleep during it the first time. But I blame that. I chalked that up to sickness. I wasn't feeling well, but we're getting one step closer on the
game. Yeah, we're already movies. In 1970, so
yeah. And that's when like Godzilla got weird, was in the 1970s. So I'm wondering if Gamera also gets into weird territory.
Interesting.
That'll be fun to see. You have anything else about this one?
Nope.
Want to talk about the next one?
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about the next one. We're talking about The Son of Kong.
Yeah.
Which is a direct sequel. It came out the same year as King Kong, the original, 1933?
Yeah.
God, that sounds really old. But yeah, I'm excited.
Man, it is.
I'm excited to talk about it, and that'll be our next episode. Until then, you could go to kaijupod.com. That'll give you access to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Go to kaijupod.com because it has. I've been putting if the movies are available to watch online, they'll be right there on the homepage. I've been putting them up every other Monday. We have a blog post coming or something going up on the blog every Monday. It's either one of our episodes or a link to where you can watch the
next one,
the next movie. Sure. So if you want to keep up with us, go ahead. That's a good way to do it. And then, until next time, I'm going to go submarine into Gamera.
I'm going...
Are you going to go impregnate Gamera?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm scanning my notes. No, that's offensive. Oh, man. This is so stupid. I'm just going to shell roll away. Shoot glue jizz. All right, moving on.